These are our channeling chairs. We got them from the prop room of the school. They don't exactly match, but my favorite part of the chair, I think it was last used for a king and queen homecoming thing, and I've got the frog. You see it here? That's right.
But I promise I won't kiss it because you're already my prince. Yeah.
Thank you. But I would have wanted the frog anyway. I just like frogs.
It's so true. I like frogs.
Why don't you let them know what we're doing here?
I'm going to let you all know. This is now going to be a channeling section. But we're going to do something that we actually have never done before. This is a first. Through my journey with Cryon, it began with writing books. And I was so blessed when I said to Lee, I want to write these books. And he said, yes, get all those subjects together and I want you to do one more thing. And I said, what was that? And Lee said, I want you to ask Cryon questions and we'll add to the knowledge that you're researching. So I was so blessed to ask questions that I felt helped create more pieces of the puzzle about our divinity. So we're going to sit down. I'll do a very small meditation. Lee will bring through Cryon in channel. And then I have two questions I'm going to ask Cryon. We haven't done this before, so we don't know what's going to evolve, but let's find out together. And so, beautiful soul family, who I have seen sitting in the seats for over a month together, Cryon knows everyone who is here. Cryon's channeling comes from that place where there's this collective consciousness gathering. And Cryon is here to address everybody in this gathering. And so I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the area of your heart. And as you slow your breathing and remain that focus on your heart area, what happens is that we begin to entrain with one another. It begins to be a synchronization in the room. We create a field of coherence together. And it is in this field of coherence, this soup of love, that place of oneness, this is where the transmissions from Cryon emanate from. And so let us ask this beautiful one, this one known as Lee Carroll, to bring forward a message from Cryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Have you ever analyzed what the channeling might be? Have you ever thought to yourself that perhaps you are capable of the same thing? Have you ever looked at the history of the words, perhaps, in the books, perhaps? There were so many, even when the books were published, that would write back to my partner and say, as I read the books, I knew what they were saying. I was with every word. I want a concept to be established right now. Spirit, God, Source, whatever you want to call it, knows your name. I want you to think about that for a moment. This is personal. There are so many of you who are used to going into a theater and watching something happen. And there's a distance that happens between those on the stage and you. You're having a good time. You may be saying the affirmations and all, but you're really enjoying yourself and watching something happen. What if it isn't that way today? What if you know the words too, as they're spoken? What if this shift is so great that those who would come to a place like this saying out loud to themselves, I'm here giving of my resources to be here because I expect something to change. And if you came with that intent, dear ones, the setup is complete because you have given permission. God knows your name. All of the years that I have sat in this chair with my partner, there has never been a time like this. Never. This is the time I knew was coming. Even in the first book, all those years ago, I spoke of it. I even called it the end times. It's the end of an old time that will never come back and never repeat. On its way to a time you don't expect. More than that, a time when those around you say can't happen. And that is part of the issue of today and what is going to be taught today, what is already being taught today. This is a family in front of me. All of you, God knows your name. Now, to some of you who have gone through spiritual training, perhaps, that's frightening. If God knows my name, God knows what I've done. How about that programming for you? What if God knows your name because the love is so strong that Source and Spirit has their hand out all the time and your name is on it? Saying, why don't you take it? What are you afraid of? Truly, what are you afraid of? Taking the hand that is next to you, always next to you, perhaps is a new concept. I'll get to that as well, I know. But this entire first channel is to try to make you aware of what really might be here for you. 4 days you have to listen to the teachers. And you may in your mind start summarizing what they all have in common. The love of Spirit is paramount. There is nothing greater than love. And that is in the hand that's held out to you saying, are you interested? Let's go to the first question.
Dear Kryon, what can you tell us about spontaneous remission?
I have to set this up so truly you'll understand it. What a mystery this is. There are those who would say spontaneous remission is always a miracle. You never know what's going to happen. It's something no one can explain, and of course, medicine doesn't understand it. What if I told you that spontaneous remission was the way of it? What if I told you the body was designed for that? But you don't see that very often, that information. You only see the miraculous part. You marvel at seeing others who have had this happen. I want to set this up properly. And the first thing I want to do is to change your perception of everything you've been told. Humans are linear, and what I mean by that is that when you live in a linear dimension, that is your reality. And there's usually only one of everything. And especially you. It's almost like you, even ones who are here studying the metaphysical principles of spirituality, even you think of perhaps your life as a staircase, or one that revolves, and you're going up as best you can this staircase. You get to certain levels, you do certain things, you open certain doors, certain things happen, and you move onward and upward. And the teaching often shows that, a linear teaching, like in school. where you start in the first grade and you go to the second and third, that is a linear progression, getting to a place where you graduate, and that then follows everything you think, especially about spirituality. But you see, that God inside, that divineness of you, it's not linear. So I would like you to see something different. I would like to give you another perception that may change your mind on how this all works. How many of you believe you have a divine soul? You do. You do realize that this also is the teaching of most of the earth. Over 80% of this planet right now believes in a monotheistic God, one God. And you speak of the soul that a human has, and it's a divine soul. That's well understood. But when you start taking a look at the teachings that we have given, that you have heard even today, that you will hear, you will understand that the divine soul is always here. It's with you. It's not on the other side of the veil. That's the first thing I want you to hear and cognize. The soul is not over there. The soul is in you now. It exists in you. So back to the linear human, you're still progressing on the stairs to meet the soul, to find out how you can open certain doors and do certain things. The stairway is great, and you're working that puzzle. What if there wasn't one of you at all? What's the classic duality that you see and that is portrayed in drawings? You got one simple human being there with one consciousness, and you've got the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. And they are all talking in your ear, so that one consciousness has to then battle and decide what to do. What if it wasn't that way at all? That's the linear human thinking of a linear spirituality. I'd like to present something to you right now. Two staircases, side by side. What if duality wasn't a struggle between light and dark at all? What if the duality was a description of two staircases? And one staircase is that which is pure love, it is your soul, and it is right next to the linear one that you call human being. What do you know about the teaching from Spirit, from God, from Source, that you have and always have had free choice? The Spirit does not put anything on you unless you look. And we have said this over and over, that intent is the key to bring in the things that you're asking for. Two staircases. So follow me on this. That means that the one staircase, let's call it the ascension staircase, let's call it the God staircase, has always been there. Always. So that means it doesn't exist on the 14th floor. It exists on the first floor. And that any time the human being wishes to open the door and look and see that there is another staircase next to them that is their divinity and has their name on it, they're in. It's always been there. What if you never had to reach for anything? All you had to do was open the door and see it was there. And then have a decision. Is it what I think it is? Am I being tricked? All of these kinds of linear decisions you have to make based upon what you've been told in order to simply open the door. Spontaneous remission is when the staircases meet. And they can meet at any time for any reason. But often spontaneous remission is with human beings who are at that ebb that they are told is the end. And the brain does something very interesting when it faces what you call death, which is a transition. It says, I have nothing to lose. I'm going to open the door. There it is. And so many of you have had spontaneous, almost remissions, which means it hasn't been complete, but it's still there. There are various kinds of these kinds, you might say, of healings that are out of the place of what medical science says is possible. The next thing, are they miracles or are they simply the manifestation of what a human being and their divine self can do together that's always been possible? Always been possible. So there is the explanation of what spontaneous remission actually is. It's when the staircases meet. Now there's a lot more to tell you about climbing those staircases.
Dear Kryon, how do we enable the connection, the constant meld between those two staircases, our connection 24/7 of the divine?
The linear human being will take the information I gave you and will say, now we know there's two. Not understanding the actual pretext of almost all metaphysics, the oneness of God. Is that linear, a oneness of God? Or is it a multidimensional expression of many things altogether, seeing and seen as one? And the answer is the second one. Those two staircases are apart until you open the door. And when you start opening the doors in the various levels, if you want to say, they don't remain separate. They meld. This is the goal, and it's the goal even here. It explains so many things, absolutely. And the many things it might explain is, how do you get over fear in your life? How do you climb these stairs and make them one? And I'm going to give you the answer, and you may not like it. But I want you to listen carefully. This answer is filled with love for all the teachers that have been on the stage, will be on the stage coming in these 4 days. Listen to the complete answer. Don't take it apart. What you must do first is forget everything you were ever told by anyone, even me. That's the goal. Is to get to a place where you acknowledge almost everything you've been told is probably incorrect. You know what the hardest part of that is? Some of those who told you, you just love them and you respect them. It's almost betrayal for you to say, I'm going to throw that away. So follow me and listen. If it's true that you have source in every cell, and it is, if it's true that when you meld to source, that you're going to start getting that which is the mind of spirit, ask this question. Don't you think it would be reasonable to know that when you got to that place, that spirit would start giving you the answers, because spirit has them all? And what would those answers to your questions be? It's what you would see on this screen this morning. How do you feel about that? In other words, you get them yourself. The more you touch the face of that God within, the more you are a teacher, the more you receive the teachings directly from the source, not from anyone else, The more you are fed information that is so pristine and pure and beautiful, and pretty soon the fears start dropping away. All of the things that have bothered you start to leave you. And one of the biggest ones is disease. I've said this before. I want to expand on this for a moment. Everything has vibration, and life has vibration. You know this because you even refer to going into a higher vibration. It's a linear idea that just says that you are melding more and more to become a melded staircase instead of two. So you are already using the language of feeling that things vibrate higher, and when they do vibrate higher, therefore you're in a higher plane. Very linear, but it's your true. If all life has vibration, is there a possibility that you and your consciousness on that melded stairway would get to a place where the lower vibrations of disease could never touch you? Did you get that? Disease has vibration, all of it. There could be a time when not only will the disease touch you, but if you have the disease and you get to a certain place of melding, it will leave you. And sometimes it's spontaneous remission. Are you getting this? It is all tied up with how you can meld with the staircase. Forget everything you were ever told as being perhaps partial truth. What else is there? Dear Spirit, you might say, is there something larger that I'm missing? Show it to me. Or you might even say, Dear Spirit, I know there are things that are bigger than I was told. Place it on Spirit and ask Spirit, Dear Spirit, give me the ability to help drop the old information. Now you're asking Spirit to help you do something. The hand goes out. You're grasping it. You're going to know it. You're going to feel it. This is the beauty of the human being during the shift with a veil that is lifting. So let's talk about the veil. Where is it? Well, of course, it's over there, and there you can't get through it. What if it was in every cell of your body? What if the veil is a metaphor for the distance between the stairways? Are you getting this? Inside you is that veil that separates the soul, the angelic world, and all from the linear world, which is a human being. I'll give you a truism right now, and you may roll your eyes and shake your head. There are those in your galaxy who have gone through the shift on other planets and are in ascension modality. They've melded the staircases together in such a way right now that there is no difference between their humanism, if you want to say that, and their soul. This is the goal. It is possible. This is what you are now starting only to discover. So again, I say, forget everything you were ever told. Now, the next step of that is stop outside sources that you are currently experiencing that you know are slowing you down. And what would those be mostly? Broadcast news. Stop it. Just don't listen. The agenda is to make you afraid. You knew that, didn't you? And right before you go to sleep, how nice for you. Get your news, be a responsible citizen, get it in written form from journalists, not entertainers. Get it from journalists. Find a source, perhaps on your net, of those that you feel you can trust, that will write in a way that you can see they don't have the bias of fear. This is so prevalent for all of you. It's almost like there was some conspiracy to frighten everybody. And it isn't really a conspiracy as much as it is something in their pocketbooks. That's the conspiracy. It's money. Eliminate it. Stop watching it completely, or any source that would give you information that you know is not right. When you get to that place and you have a responsible way, if you need to hear the news, then it starts to free you of that fear which is always pushing you in your culture and your society in a place where you can start looking at what else you'd like to drop. What did your parents teach you? What are your peers and your friends or your church? What if none of those things were the full, complete truth? I get in trouble when I say, do you know most of what you believe is mythology? It's been handed down, even if it didn't make any sense, even if history proved it wrong, you're still believing it because it was handed to those who you trusted to tell you about it. How do you get through that? Dear Spirit, help me to realize and see truth from non-truth. Help me to see the light instead of the darkness. Dear Spirit, I need your help to get me through this day. Help me to see who I am, but especially help me to touch the staircase. It's on the other side of this veil that's thinning. The veil is inside you. Those on the other planets that have ascension status, long ago the veil came down. That's the difference. This veil, why would it be thin now? It's thin now because you planned for it here. You asked for it now. This shift is of your making. And the big one, you planned on being here. Believe it or not, to enjoy or not enjoy the shift. There is not an accident here for any of you, no matter what age you are. It's no accident. And the big one, the one I love to tell, I'll say it's one of the greatest stories ever told, is that your soul, stood at the outside at the wind of birth before you were ever born, knowing this was coming. Some of you are old enough that you came in before you even knew that there wouldn't be a world war. Some of you came after that knowing it would be trouble, but every single one of you are old souls. Everyone here. An old soul is one who's been through this earth school over and over and starts to recognize who you are and some of the things you're seeing. And so it's not a surprise or a shock or a newbie coming in to this planet. You're wise. And you stood on that wind of birth and you said, I can hardly wait to get there because I am going to make a difference. You walking around with this knowledge makes a difference. Are you aware of that? There are so many humans who will say, well, I'm not doing anything. I'm not helping anybody. I'm not doing that. You don't know what you're not doing. Your vibration of being here and your willingness to listen to this information increases the vibration. Spirit sees it. The angels around you see it. You're ripe for healing, every single one of you. You're ripe for extended years of your life, every single one of you, because you're here. It's not because you're in the room or you got a ticket here. It's because you're here as a seeker. And when you walk out of this place, you walk on Gaia and on the ground to seize your vibration, and things change where you walk. You don't know that. I do. That's why I love you so. This really, truly is something you're not told. You're not here to suffer. You're not here as a victim of the planet. You're the saviors of the planet. You're the lighthouses of the planet in so many different ways. And there are those who teach and on stage and those who don't. But all of you are able to raise your vibration. Why don't you consider opening the door right now, not later, not after some kind of schooling, And go ahead, when you decide to take some of the courses that are offered here, you're going to see yourself in all of them. You're going to say, okay, now I got it. Now I realize how to open that door. That's what the courses are for. They're not to teach you how to do something that it is unattainable by others, but you took a course. No, they're going to show you how to open the door right there, right where you are, at whatever level you are, and that door opens and a hand comes in. It's about time. Take my hand. And that is Spirit Source talking to you individually, because you know what? God knows your name. How does that make you feel? In such a loving way. I gave this information to my partner who sits in the chair so many years ago. And I remember his reaction back then. He's a stubborn guy. And he said to me, I'll never forget, in the shower, who is going to believe that? I had to convince him first. And I have. And he's living it. And he knows it's true because of what he's been through. Dear ones, I could not wish anything greater than for you to start the meld between the staircases. The program has begun with a bang, and you see the joy, and you see the six steps, and you see the understanding and the agreements instead of the disagreements, and that's what we teach and always have. What about the agreement that you are part of the plan of God when you came in, but with an accelerated shift of timing and all that, you realize time is speeding up, a dimensional shift is at hand, and the veil is lifting right on time, because that's why you came. That's why you came. Let the program continue, and so it is.